A store conference. Low-paid workers want to fight back socialist party members in a store. This year's A store annual delegate meeting, ADM, has already seen a sea of discussion around the cost of living crisis. A common theme is that despite members being recognized through the pandemic as key workers, they continue to remain some of the lowest paid and most exploited. Socialist party members were to the fore. Former A store president Amy Murphy moved the proposition calling for Boxing Day to be negotiated as a guaranteed day off, with an additional day's holiday pay. This was keenly taken up by members. Chair of the A store broad left, Ireland Alton, raised the need for A store to push for union recognition for workers in Step Change, a debt advice charity which the union promotes to members. Despite unsuccessful maneuvers to attempt to block Ryan Aldred from speaking from the rostrum, he moved an amalgamated proposition calling for a minimum wage of £15 an hour, while negotiating wages that better reflect members' status as key workers. The union leadership seized upon a line left in the composited proposition about £12 as a step to £15, to try to backpedal somewhat. But in his right of reply, Ryan invited delegates to indicate whether delegates wanted union officials to negotiate for £15 an hour or £12. The response was unanimous, with not a single hand going up for the latter. Socialist Party members held one of our biggest ever fringe meetings. Those present were keen to show solidarity with victimized Tesco rep Maximum McGee, who is going to employment tribunal in June. Amy Murphy spoke of the need for a new workers' party, and the importance of standing trade unionist and socialist coalition candidates. Ireland Alton emphasized how far Labour policy had diverged from union policies since Keir Starmer took over from Corbyn. Former PCS Assistant General Secretary Chris Boar rounded off the discussion by raising the need for A store members to mobilize alongside other unions for the national demo called by the Trades Union Congress on the 18th of June. The support for our ideas was reflected in the finance appeal, and in sales of the Socialist £141 was raised for the Socialist Party's fighting fund, and £18 from book sales. As we go to print, there are still more than half the propositions left to be debated, including affiliation to the National Shop Stewards Network and Youth Fight for Jobs, which Socialist Party members will be supporting despite opposition from the union leadership. A further report will appear in the next issue of The Socialist.